Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 23rd and the 26th of December, 2024. Merry Christmas, everyone! How was your Christmas? Did you all have a good one? Did you all manage to stay awake and watch that second episode of EastEnders on Christmas Day? I did, just about. How about you, Rob? Hello, Rob.
Right, so there's a reason that Reed did that intro. Listen to my voice, right? Listen to the sound. Listen to the state of me.
I forgot to mention that part.
Forgot to mention that. That's not important. Listen to the state of me. Listen to the state of me. Honestly, Christmas Day, I just suddenly had a massive cold and it's not left me since. My voice sounds like it's been kept like hostage at the back of my throat somewhere and being squeezed within an inch of its life. Honestly, I woke up this morning and was like, I don't know if I could do the pod today, but I thought it's Christmas. So I'm going to push through it. I sound like B. Arthur, honestly. Like, if you don't know
who
that is.
You're all right, Rob.
If you don't know who that is, it's one of the Golden Girls. She's got a really gravelly voice, a bit like Marge Simpson, but like older.
Oh yeah, I get that. Yeah. It is a bit gravelly.
Yeah, it is a bit gravelly. So fingers crossed we'll be able to get through it today. So Reed will probably be leading the discussions, but we'll do our best. Apologies if I'm not on top form. But what is the epic Christmas Day episodes? We'll get onto those very, very shortly. But Reed, first of all, if you thought that we weren't going to mention it, you're very, very wrong. Ree has some rather big news. What did you get for a Christmas present, Ree?
I got a ring!
Ree is engaged!
I'm now engaged. Yay! It only took him nearly 10 years, but we're finally
Is that how long you've known him?
It's coming up to our 9th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
How did you do it? Go on, tell us the story. What happened? How did you do it?
So he put the engagement ring. He bought me a box of chocolates, my favourite box of chocolates, and he put the engagement ring inside it.
Aww. But
when I opened the box of chocolates, I saw they'd already been opened. So I went, "You cheeky sod, you've already opened these, hang in, you've had one." And he was like, because I genuinely thought he'd opened my box of chocolates and had one. But no, it turns out he'd opened it because he'd put my engagement ring inside. So, yeah.
Did he go down on one knee and everything?
No, absolutely didn't do the one knee. Didn't do the one knee. No.
The one thing you're supposed to do.
I told him to as well. I said, get down on one knee then. He went, No, I've asked you now, it's done. Yeah.
I'd have said no just to show him up.
Well, apparently things aren't always what they're like in movies and stuff.
No, only if you don't do them like they do in movies.
But definitely, yeah, I know, right? But anyway, we're engaged, so it's
well,
fine.
Congratulations, Ree. So, now that you are a child of the internet, you know, and we do regular content, how do you feel about, live streaming your wedding? And how do you feel, and how do you think he would feel about us doing an EastEnders-themed wedding? Do you think he would be all right with that?
Do you know what? I reckon he actually would as well, you know, if
and
I wanted
to. Can we manufacture some sort of scandalous recording that gets played?
Can I hire the Queen Vic? Is that a thing? Because genuinely,
don't see why not.
Genuinely, if that was a thing, I would totally do that. He wouldn't. Yeah. He's got no say in it. Let's be real.
No.
So yeah, that. I mean, all right.
Let's be honest. This podcast is much more powerful than your relationship. It's much more important. So come on. So I think we could try and sort out some EastEnders themed wedding which we'll live stream, and we'll just be it'll be like the Kardashians getting married. It'd be marvelous.
Well, I can tell you what date it is. I've got an announcement. It's going to be on February the 19th, 2025.
Oh my god, that's so soon after the anniversary of EastEnders. Oh, are you joking? Was
Did
that
you
not?
Get that? Yeah, that's when Billy.
I'm ill.
Getting married.
I'm ill. Don't do complicated jokes on me,
for
God's sake.
They said they're getting married on February the 19th, 2025.
Yeah, so is anything going to kick off around that wedding?
No, it won't be that quickly for me, I'm afraid. Okay. And I hope mine won't be as chaotic as Billy and Honey's. No, don't be daft. It only happened 2 days ago, man.
So, if we'd be organised.
I don't even have plans. I don't know what. I don't know.
Leave it to us. We'll get it all sorted. There's a whole array of EastEnders wedding dresses you could wear. You could look great last year.
Oh, no. That's the only thing I do know is I'll be more in a Suki-style dress than a white dress.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I'll be going blue. Asian.
Blue?
No, not blue, just Asian.
Just Asian. Yes. Right, cool. All right, well, congratulations, Ree. Congratulations.
Anyway,
very, very exciting. And we'll keep you informed because, that's how exciting it is. We're going to have to keep the viewers informed of every in and out of your wedding preparation, including when you eventually land on a date.
It'll be very minimal. That's all I'm going to say. I'm a minimal kind of gal. It'll be minimal.
Meanwhile,
brilliant.
Yeah,
Yes, meanwhile,
absolutely.
go on.
Meanwhile, EastEnders this week, we were into the classic Christmas episodes. And Cindy's been shoveled in the head. And we are
Just a bit.
into another whodunit territory, which has been confirmed will be revealed on the 40th anniversary.
Of course. I mean, I think we could all guess that after what happened on Christmas Day. And Rob, guess what?
What, Ree?
Hashtag reason not always right, because Rob, you said that that shovel on that picture was going to be somebody getting hit by it, and you were
But
right, it was a weapon.
you did say that Cindy was probably going to get attacked.
Oh, okay. Well,
Between
between us, we
us,
got it then,
we
didn't we?
nailed this Christmas. And we also have the same theory about who it would be. And it's going to be taking some to knock this out of our heads, I think, as well. But we'll get to that later. We will get to the discussion of who shoveled Cindy later on in the podcast. But we have got some other storylines to discuss first, including a huge return that I don't think anybody was really expecting, apart from if you saw that spoiler in the Sun. And lots of other pieces as well. So let's get on with this Christmas Albert Square After Dark. Okay, so first storyline of Christmas week, we're going to talk about Yolandi and her rediscovering her religion. Now, in the background for the past few weeks, what we haven't really mentioned was the fact that Pastor Clayton's funeral has been decided to be Christmas Eve, and it was going to be in a church, and Yolandi naturally found that quite outrageous because she's like, well, how am I expected to have any faith in this place where they will bury a man like that at Christmas in a church? It's disgusting. And so she was kind of pushing everybody away and sort of really trying to be inward and was really questioning her religion. And then what ended up happening was that she was too busy pushing people away to remember that it was Paul's 20th anniversary for his death. And Patrick was kind of quite upset with her about that. Now, I would argue that Yolandi could have literally just turned around and said, are you having a laugh? Like, how many people die around this square at Christmas? Am I supposed to remember all of them? You know?
I didn't think of that, but yeah, you have a
Two people
point.
have died the past 2 years in this square. You expect me to remember
Also,
Paul's 20-year anniversary, please.
can't believe it's been 20 years.
I
That's
know, since Paul.
crazy.
I know, I know.
Wow. But yeah, you're right. It would, and also, regardless of how many people may or may not die on Albert Square at Christmas, like considering what she's got going on, you can kind of see why she might forget. I can see why Patrick could be upset as well, but like, it's kind of
Yeah.
understandable with what she's got going on.
I reckon so. I reckon so.
Yeah,
I
it's
feel like
every
she was.
year.
Yeah, I feel like she was slightly understandable in the way that she was being. But in the meantime, she's been receiving messages of Delia, who was one of the victims of the pastor. And it turns out that the women that we met in the flashback of the pastor's victims have sort of been meeting up and trying to support each other because they hold Yolandi in really, really high regard because thanks to her actions, he was brought down. The fact that that then cowardly went and committed suicide because he couldn't face the consequences of what he'd done, to them, I think, is kind of irrelevant because ultimately Yolandi's actions kind of supported them, made them feel like they could finally speak out about it, and protected women of the future. So they see it as nothing other than a good thing, don't they?
Yes, they do. And I think as well, for a lot of them, they were never believed, were they? And now they
Yeah.
feel like they're believed, I guess, and just not justified. Is that the word?
Yeah, I know what you mean though. Like it's and
Yeah,
we and we
there is a
properly
word, and I just
met.
can't think what it is.
And we properly met the women that we met in that flashback episode, didn't we? For the first time. It was really nice to see some of them. And one of them was the woman who had reported it to her vicar and who had
The
basically just turned around.
parish.
Yeah, who had basically just turned around and said, oh, we'll have a prayer and then you don't need to come to church for a few weeks and then it'll all blow over. It'll all
And
be
then he'll go
fine.
to another church and then he can
Yeah,
come back and,
you won't need to
it's
worry about
fine. Don't
that.
worry
Don't
about
worry.
it.
No, just have a prayer. Just have a prayer. You'll be fine. Ugh. So Yolandi does eventually go to this church where these women are meeting up, and I think is kind of blown away by how much they hold her in good stead and how much they really admire her and how her strength has really, really helped them. And I think she's kind of quite moved by that. And so she ends up staying at the church. They're all having these conversations. What I was kind of mind blown by was how many other women there were. Like, this wasn't just the women that we saw in the flashback. This was like at least another 10 women. Like, he was a
Yeah, there
serial
were a lot
assaulter.
more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. I was thinking as well, like, realistically, that would how often would that happen that a group of women who've survived the same abuser would all actually meet up like that? I don't know. Would it happen? What do you
Well,
reckon?
I think the fact that he was like a pastor And so very much
Yes, the
repeated the
religious
same pattern.
side.
Yeah, I think he very much repeated the same pattern because Yolandi, when this sexual assault storyline was first going on, I think she kind of summed it up quite well that she doesn't see herself, and thereby I don't think any of these other women would either, would see themselves as the stereotypical victim to be in this sort of situation. So they've all sort of brought themselves together because of the religious side of things as well, and because, you know, and because of the older women side of things as well. I think they've seen so much in common with one another that they've been able to sort of help each other and meet up. And Yolandi reporting this to the police has helped, because arguably you could say that the pastor was kind of a minor local celebrity in sort of the parish world. I got that. That's the impression we were getting off him.
He was very well known in the
Yeah.
local churches, because I feel
Yeah.
like they were all fairly
Churches around
localish,
London,
like
presumably.
London.
Which presumably there must be hundreds, I would have thought.
And they all had a nice little chat, didn't they, talking about what they'd be doing on Christmas Day. And
Yeah.
obviously Yolandi was not looking forward to Christmas Day, was she?
No, she wasn't.
Until and now that after having that meeting, I think that she
She had an epiphany, didn't she?
well,
An
yes, she
absolute epiphany.
certainly restored her faith,
You
didn't
didn't like
she?
this, did you? I thought it was quite moving. You didn't think it was very good. You didn't like this bit at all, did you?
All right, Rob, I was gonna maybe tell a fib and say it was okay. I
Like to
don't know.
fib.
It's maybe it's just how I view things. You found it a lot more, which is what they were obviously going for it to be moving. I wasn't as convinced. I was a bit like, oh, I don't know,
Well,
something.
I got from it that it wasn't necessarily the religion side of things, because I'm completely atheist, so the religion side of things didn't particularly move me. But what I was more moved by was the fact that having gone through this and having been with these other women who have gone through a similar thing to what she did, she was able to pick herself up and still have faith and still kind of enjoy the beauty of religion and having her getting her faith back that she put so much of her time and effort into. I thought it was quite moving to sort of see the old Yolandi back and that she'd really sort of picked herself up for Christmas. That's the vibe I was getting from it.
No, I get that. And as well, I think that they had to have that moment so that we could see Yolandi having that moment, if that makes sense. But I feel like it was. For me, it would have been a bit more powerful if she'd maybe had that epiphany due to talking to the women, like more specifically to do with that rather than the choir. But I know that it was a mixture of things, which is why she
Yeah, I
had it.
think it
I
was,
get
yeah.
that. And like seeing, were it Jesus on the stained glass and everything?
One of the big three of
Yes.
in religion, I would have thought. Yes, God,
And
Jesus,
the
or
choir.
Allah,
I know it was a
one of them,
combination of it all, but
or
for me, it might
Mary.
have been a bit more powerful if she'd had this. Just due to the women, and maybe, I don't know, like, for me, it could have been a bit more subtle. But then again, I don't know how else they would show
Yeah,
it.
because I got from it that it was the women talking that had sort of brought that out of her, and then the choir music started. And I think it's kind of like, you know, you're always been a big fan of drum and bass, you know. And imagine if you'd lost faith in drum and bass, and then you heard this music again
I
that
would
sort of
never
gave you that
lose
passion
faith
back.
in
Well,
drum
there you
and
go,
bass, but
exactly.
yeah, no, I've got
But
you.
Yolandi
Yeah,
never thought
well,
she'd
and
lose faith in
Yolandi,
religion, did she? You know. So
true.
imagine if you heard a drum and bass song again that
Heard
kind
that
of
beat
brought all that
drop
passion.
that
Yes,
just,
brought all that passion back to you again, and you were sat there going, "Yeah, bitches, yeah," and you're just having a great time. Then
I
that would
would
have been the
definitely
same
say
sort of
that as well, Rob. That was the
same
first thing
sort of
I was saying.
epiphany, same sort of epiphany, I would
Right,
argue. Yeah.
You say my religion's drum and bass, actually. I wouldn't,
I wouldn't argue with it. No,
yeah, no,
no.
I wouldn't
I've known
either.
you long enough to say, yeah, if you ever ask me to name Reed's religion, I'd probably say drum and bass all day
Yeah,
long.
fair.
Yeah.
All right.
R&B. Yeah.
Not R&B,
No, it's
definitely
a
not
different thing, isn't it?
R&B.
It's a slightly different thing, isn't
Totally
it?
different
Yeah,
thing.
different thing.
D&B is what
Sorry.
you're thinking.
D&B, thank you.
D&B.
Brain fog, brain fog.
Blame it on that.
So she goes, she has this moment in the church, and then she goes over to the community centre, and we see Agatha again. Nice to see Agatha. I like Agatha. I really want Agatha to sort of become a more semi-regular character, and sort of for Yolandi and Agatha to have like a semi-rivalry going in that community centre, because genuinely, I thought Agatha was hilarious when she first came in. I really enjoyed her.
I agree with Agatha and the little bit of rivalry, because it'd
Yeah.
probably normalize things a bit for Yolandi as well if they had that, because
I think so.
it's almost a bit abnormal that Agatha's
Yeah.
suddenly being so nice to her
Really nice to
still.
her, yeah. And so I think they're doing like a soup kitchen type thing, aren't they? Handing out sherries and ports. I discovered today that Reed likes port. I've
I
never known
love
him not never
port.
known you drink port. What is it? It's like a sweet red
It's
wine.
Yeah, like a sweet red wine, but stronger as well. Like
Wow.
you'd actually, you almost have to drink it like you would like a neat brandy, but it's not as strong. It's only about,
Right.
you're talking about,
You just neck it.
I don't know, actually percentage. I thought, no, you sip it.
Oh, okay.
So you could have it in like a sherry
Little
glass,
glass.
a little port. Yeah. Oh, I
Okay.
love a port, Rob.
There you go. I'll have to
Love a
try it. So I'll
port,
have to try
especially at
it. I'll
Christmas.
have to try it. There you go.
Lovely. Yeah.
So she gets all into the soup kitchen mode, handing out these sherries,
Yes.
and lo and behold, a man appears before her. And this man be Nigel. Now, did you have any idea who Nigel was, Reed? Do you have any memory of him? Do you remember
Yes,
Nigel? Yeah?
I have memories of Nigel. Yes, I do have memories of Nigel. I very specifically remember his and Dot's relationship.
Yes.
They were really good friends with Phil and Grant, which you wouldn't
Yes.
expect, but
Childhood
obviously they were
friends.
old
Yeah.
school friends. Yeah, they used to stick up for him because he used to get bullied, is what I
Yep.
vaguely remember. That's
Yeah,
why they were
yeah, yeah,
friends.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yep.
I remember Nigel and obviously his daughter Claire, who ended up with
Yes.
Bradley Manning.
Yes.
Yes,
And I
yes.
remember Debbie dying as well. I remember
Yeah.
watching that happen. She dies in a car crash and him going
Right.
through the grief of that. So he, you know, he and he is probably one of the nicest blokes that Albert Square has ever seen in its entire history.
100%,
Like, he's a really,
definitely.
really nice person. Okay.
Yes.
So to see him all bearded up and
Down on
sort
his
of
luck, bless
clearly down
him.
on his luck, it kind of makes you think, what's going on with Nigel? Now, it's interesting this because a few little leaks and spoilers were released a couple of weeks ago around this, okay? And Nigel returning happened to be one of them. But what was quite nice is that I don't think that anybody suspected that we'd be seeing Nigel quite yet, and especially in this guise. So this was still a nice surprise, but it would have been a bigger, nicer surprise if we hadn't have
Yeah.
seen that it was going to happen at some point.
I had to glance twice, and it weren't
Yeah.
only because I'd seen a spoiler that Nigel were returning that I was like, oh, it is Nigel. Yeah, but at
Yeah.
first I was like, is that, I recognize, oh,
Yeah.
it's Nigel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come
And
from
then
the
I
world of Holby City.
did not expect him to coming back home was like in the way that he's come back. Yeah.
Yes. We
Or
have
is
much
he?
to we have much to think about Nigel. And we can do that now as we move on to Phil, who meets up with his old mate. On to Phil now, who has had a lonely Christmas, as we predicted. He sort of is pushing people away, and he gets invited to Teddy's big lunch, and then decides literally to walk out halfway through. Frankly, I don't blame him because there was talk of the fact that the pigs in blankets had been forgotten. I'd have walked out as well.
And someone asked him, like, do you want pigs in blankets? And he was like, I'm not even going to answer that. I'm just going to walk out to show you
Yeah.
that, yes, I really
Yeah.
did want pigs
Of
in
course, I want
blankets.
pigs in
Like, it's
blankets.
the only reason I came here, and
Yeah.
Teddy's not even put them out. So, bye, Felicia.
Stupid question is that to ask at a
Yes.
Christmas dinner. Of course, I want pigs in blankets, you
Yeah.
idiot. I'd walk out as well. I don't blame Phil whatsoever. But no sooner has he walked out of this dinner and is sort of trudging his way home, looking all sad and maudlin and depressed, does he bump into Nigel, who is sort of just wandering around the square, absorbing the happy memories of Albert Square. And they both go back to Phil's and they're sort of having a conversation. And it was really, really, really nice to see Phil and Nigel, these characters that you just didn't think were ever going to see each other again, like talking together on screen again. I love it. I was delighted. It was so nice to
Yeah.
see.
Very nice to see. But everything's not as it seems, is it, without
Well,
Nigel?
no. So let's see what we've got here. So he claimed that he's broken up with his missus, but when left alone, he had a message from his ex-missus, presumably, saying, "Are you coming home?" or "When are you coming home?" or he'd sent her a message or
Yeah.
something. So what's going on, I
No,
wonder?
she
He'd
sent him
sent
a
him a
message saying, I missed you. When are
Yeah.
you coming home? Something like that.
Yeah, so he was running away from something, right?
So it implies that he's not split up with her and that he was lying about it. But why is he lying about it?
Yeah.
And why has he come back to Walford?
Why has he got a bad beard? What's going on, Ree? What is going on?
It's strange though, because it does. Is he pretending to be homeless and he's not actually homeless? Because I didn't get that impression. I feel like he
No, I
has
feel
been
like
living on the
he,
streets.
yeah, I feel like he has fallen down on his luck, but I get the impression now that it's very much self-inflicted.
But why or
But
how?
why? I don't
Because, like
know.
you've said before, he's a really nice guy, so he doesn't
Yeah, so
seem
it's not going to
like
be
somebody
anything
who'd go out of
sinister,
his
is it?
way. Yeah. Unless it is. And, there's a side that we've not seen. Now we know him. I
Yeah.
don't know. What is it? But do you think moving forward he's going to be, because we know that he's back for quite a long stint, isn't
Yes,
he?
he's
So is he
back
going
for
to
a
be
long
staying with
stint. Glenys
Phil?
has confirmed, yeah, that he's back for a long stint. So yeah, presumably he's going to be staying at Phil's. Now then, is
Love
Nigel
that.
gonna being around? Yes, so do I. But is Nigel being around going to pick Phil up off the floor, or is Phil going to
I'm
fall
hoping
further?
so, yeah. No, I think it'll pick him up. I think he's going to help him. But then again, it depends why Nigel's really there. And because the only other thing I would like is he going to try and con Phil out of some money or
I
something,
hope
maybe. But
not.
I don't think he'd do that anyway. Surely
Anyway, Phil was
not.
quite happy to hand money over to him t this week,
Yeah,
wasn't he?
that's true. Yeah.
So I don't think he's necessarily on the swindle, he says, famous last
No.
words for these things all the
Well,
time.
yeah, that's it.
But I get the impression that he's planning on, like, kind of sneaking, getting one over on Phil or anything like that. He's just,
No.
something is going on. He's got his secrets, and we just kind of need to find out what they are. But I feel
Yeah.
like Nigel is very much using Phil's sort of depression, and that conversation he had with Sharon was kind of quite telling that he's going to use that very much as a distraction. Like, he's far more
Yes.
interested in Phil's problems than he is his own problems.
Yeah, which is interesting because you would have thought that we would have heard a bit more about why Nigel is on the streets. Like
Yeah.
even Sharon, like you would have expected that we'd have had a bit more of a conversation about that because in terms of where they are in life, yeah, Phil's lonely, but he has got a roof over his head. So
Yeah.
shouldn't Sharon have been asking a bit more about why Nigel's in his current position?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
very, very
I
odd,
mean, there is
something.
something very sad about this whole Phil situation because he's got no Christmas
I
decorations up
know.
in the house whatsoever. All his pictures are off the wall. He's just sitting in his ha on his own in his house. So I'm delighted that he's got Nigel there. And I think he's quite delighted as well. Like, when Nigel said, "I might stick around for a bit," Phil was like, yeah, suit yourself. Yeah. And then it's like flung a tenner at him and went to bed. So I think this can only be good news for Phil.
And he's very out of sorts, isn't he, Phil? Like when they were, I mean, they had that massive Mitchell table, yeah, at Teddy's house. And you notice how Teddy, being Teddy with all his strategies, still put Phil at the head of the
End of a
table and he was at
table.
the other end of the head of the table. But it was interesting that we could still see how lonely he was, even though he was sat there at this massive family meal. But he felt like an outsider, didn't he? Even though a lot of those people are his family, you know,
They
Billy,
are. But they're
Bunny,
all gravitating
Sharon.
more towards Teddy than they are him. Like, even Sharon is gravitating more towards Teddy at this time. Sharon and Teddy, by the way, they seem to be an official thing now. That's happening. That's a thing.
Well, yeah, that's
So,
it.
I mean, I don't mind them together. I've got to be honest. I don't mind Teddy and Sharon. They work all right.
I want Nicola and well, no, because it gives us this
Well,
nice little feud
yeah, this is
between
what I
Sharon
mean.
and
I
Nicola, yeah.
exactly. I don't mind Sharon and Teddy being a thing because clearly this is going to fuel Nicola's fury. And like ire, so bring that on, I say. But yeah, I'm intrigued to see what's going on with Nigel. I am intrigued to see how far Phil's going to fall because Sharon made a point this week that she's just basically been letting him push her away. So it's going to be interesting to sort of see Sharon realizing that she needs to kind of pick herself up off the ground a bit more and actually start paying attention to what's going on with Phil. And now that she's got Nigel there as a sort of ears on the ground type setup, she might actually be able to help him.
I mean, has he been seeing Albie that much? Has she been allowing him
I
to
didn't get
build a
the. I
relationship with
don't
him?
think that she's necessarily stopping him from seeing Albie, but I feel that Phil hasn't been reaching out, and Sharon's been too distracted with Teddy and everything else that's been going on in Sharon's life, to be fair. So it's not exactly been a huge priority for her at this time. And whereas Denise, kind of get the impression
Is
that
Albie
Raymond doesn't know.
aware? No. Is Albie aware that Phil's his dad? Because I
Well,
feel like Sharon.
he did say to Albie, "I'm your dad," but he was like
Yeah, I thought that.
a
And then
young
Sharon
kid,
went,
so he's
no, I
probably
didn't want
forgotten
to
about that by
confuse
now.
him. Like, he's only just lost Keanu. And I think
Yeah.
like she was trying to stop him from finding it out.
Yeah.
And then
I
Phil
mean,
leaked it. And then I think
leaked it.
Sharon
Yeah, I
had
mean,
leaked
in the world of kids, Albie probably heard that news and then watched a really good episode of Bluey and forgot about it. You know, that's to be how kids' minds work these days, doesn't it? So watch this space for all of this. This is exciting. This is interesting. I am delighted to have Nigel back. I am, because I always really liked Nigel as a kid. I remember like watching EastEnders as a kid, thinking most of these people are not nice people. That man's very, very nice.
Nigel, yeah, he
Yeah,
always had that
nice
nice warm
Nigel.
vibe. Yes,
Yes, nice
definitely.
Nigel. And with the run-up to the anniversary coming up, it feels inevitable. And I'm not throwing any spoilers out here or anything, it's just a theory. But I feel it's inevitable for us to have Grant back at some point as well, right?
Yeah, surely,
Especially
surely.
mixed in with a Phil loneliness storyline. So surely Nigel's going to get hold of Grant and say,
Of
Phil's in trouble, right?
course. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you cracked it there.
Yeah, and
Hopefully.
then I think so. I think
Yeah.
it would be mad if Granit's back for the anniversary. It's the 40th anniversary. Clenis will be banging on his door to get Ross Kemp back for a week, you know? Of course he will.
He'll not have to bang on his door too hard, I don't think. Clenners has got
No,
the gift of the
Ross
gab
Kemp
with
will be banging on their
everyone,
door. I'm sick of Bridge of Lies. Let me in. I need to do this.
fingers
So, yeah.
crossed.
Fingers crossed. I think we will see Grant in the coming weeks. I
Yeah.
really, really do. Right, ladies and gents, talking of romance, we've got a few other romances to be kicking off this week. And we'll start off with Denise and Ravi. Arguably, the hot couple of the square this week are Denise and Ravi. For having sex in a
Whoa.
restaurant, that's hot stuff, that is.
Not
Yes.
quite, but nearly.
Nearly,
Nearly.
nearly. This is weird, isn't it, right? Considering that Denise and Ravi have actually not ever had sex yet.
Oh, yeah.
They
Yeah, they've
haven't,
not
have
had
they? They've
sex.
kissed quite a lot, but they've never actually gone the full hog. And Denise has come
Something
this
always
close
stops them,
to
doesn't it?
getting that oak tree arm around her for a fun
Oak tree
evening,
arm.
but she's always been cut short. And it looked like they were very nearly going to do it in the restaurant Wolford East this week, but it didn't happen because Chelsea was ringing her and she kind of ran away. Do you think Denise is going to commit to this?
Yes, I
Do you think
think
she
so.
is?
Yeah.
Because
She can't resist him, can she?
there's kind of nothing stopping her now, is there?
No, not
Yes, she has
really.
got the whole fact of, yeah, well, he used to go out with Chelsea, but arguably,
Which is
I don't
icky, I'm
think.
not gonna lie, but you
Yeah,
know,
but
it's Albert Square, whatever, you
yeah,
know.
like I honestly,
Can't let
I
that stop you.
barely considered that when I thought about this storyline. I really didn't. It's quite mad.
I mean, Denise did go was well, did try to go there first before Chelsea. Oh, it's
Yeah.
all icky though. It is icky when you well, when you think of it though, it's a bit like the Cindy Junior George sitch in a
Yeah,
way.
yeah. It's like a much lesser
Except
version
I
of
guess
that,
that's
isn't it?
Ravi. Ravi's the one doing that, I
Yeah,
guess.
yeah. It's a much lesser
But
version of that, I think. I mean, I think it's quite sweet, but I also am not 100% convinced that Ravi isn't planning something,
I
because
totally
Denise
agree.
kind of spilled the beans about her involvement in Nishi's attack last Christmas, and Ravi kind of went away for a little bit. And then was all sweetness and light to her. I was like buying her Christmas presents and stuff. And I don't think I buy this.
I was very suspicious of this. Very
Yeah.
suspicious. I'm like, I feel like you're plotting something, but I can't figure out what it is that he's plotting exactly. Like, what would he be plotting with it? Is he genuine for Denise? Because before she told him they were having all these moments. Weren't they like,
Yeah.
you know, they had that little moment in the pub and stuff before.
Yeah.
Then she
Yeah.
told him what happened, and now they've started up again. But
Yeah.
something to me feels like he's plotting something, but
I
I
think
don't
he
know
might
what.
be. I just feel like, why did she tell him otherwise? Like, you're expecting this to either believe that her being honest with him made him realize, oh my God, this woman trusts me so much. That's so moving. Oh my God, we must be together. Bollocks to that. That's not what's happening at all. I think this is more to do with the fact that he has got one last sort of smidgen of hope that him and Nish can have a decent relationship before the end. Then he's going to use Denise for that.
But he knows that Nish knows anyway.
Oh, that's true,
He knows
yeah.
that Nish
Yeah.
knows about Denise, so
Oh,
it's not
that's
like
very
he'd be
true,
telling
yeah.
Nish anything
Yeah, so what has he got to
new
gain from
because
that? He hasn't got anything, has
this is
he?
what I mean.
Yeah.
Unless he's planning to go to the police so that Nish doesn't come out looking like the bad guy. I don't know.
But
I
then
don't
why would he
know.
do that? Why would he do that, though, really? Like, because he's done so many things that make him the bad guy, even if that wasn't technically one of them. Like, he's got
Maybe
nothing
it
to
is like
prove.
you said. Maybe it is just that he's gone, oh, she really trusts me. I'm so glad that she trusted me with this information.
I don't know, but it's
Don't know.
Ravi
I'm
though,
not
so I don't
buying it,
believe
though.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
there's
not
something
buying it
going on, isn't
either.
there? It feels like there's something going on. I'm not sure. You let us know in the comment section below what you think of this. But I have to say, I thought that whole thing in the restaurant was quite a hot scene. I think they're a hot
Oh,
couple. I
yeah.
really do. You've got Stacey and Martin, who are sort of wholesome and life goals, you know. But then you've got these two who just want to bone each other senseless, and I gotta respect that, you know? And then want to
She
rip each
loves a
other's
younger
clothes
man,
off.
doesn't she, Denise?
Yeah, you got to rip. They just want to rip each other's clothes off in unhygienic environments, and I have to respect that.
You're not going to keep those 5-star ratings, Ravi, if you carry on acting
No,
like that,
no.
mate.
But he won't be the first to have. He's not the first to have had sex in that restaurant,
Of
and he
course
sure as hell
not.
won't be the last.
And we know full
And
well
at
he's going to
least it wasn't in the kitchen.
CCTV.
At least it wasn't in the kitchen. It was in the
That's
actual eating
true.
area. You can wipe those areas down quite easily. It's not all over the fridge, all
I
over the
was like,
counters.
oh, those seats look like a wipeable surface
Yeah,
at least.
yeah,
Maybe not the
yeah.
cushions. The cushion, anyway.
A bit of spray, bit of a cloth, off it goes. It's all marvellous. It'll be fine, it'll be fine. Let
Oh
us know
God,
what
it
you
makes you
think.
wonder how many eatery places you've been to.
Not
Anyway.
enough. Not enough is the answer to that, Rory. Let us know in the comment section below what you think of the Denise and Ravi situation. Do you
Yeah.
think there's more to it than meets the eye, or do you think it's all genuine? Jack clearly has still got designs underneath, buying her earrings and all that kind of thing. I mean, she's done with Jack, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's
Yeah, I
done with
think she
him. He
is.
bought her those earrings. She's like, oh,
Yeah.
that's nice. I'll
Cheers.
lose one while
Thanks.
I'm with Ravi, so
Thanks for that. Yeah,
whatever.
how bothered was she about them then? Yeah, exactly. She's become very careless with jewellery of late, as Denise, hasn't she? Yeah, losing them in
Yeah, that's
awkward
very true,
moments.
actually.
Losing them
Yeah.
in very awkward moments, yes.
I think Jack now is a bit more like he'll always be a family member to her, but never a
Yeah,
husband, if that
nothing
makes
much more than that.
sense.
Yeah. Or
Yeah,
is
'cause
this sort of eternal love triangle just going to kind of keep going? Because
there is that
ultimately, Ravi
possibility.
and Jack are sort of opposite sides of a law in many respects, aren't they? So you
Yeah,
have got that
literally.
natural rivalry developing there. So you can kind of see how it might work in terms of a long-term rivalry.
I don't know. I feel like Denise and Jack are done now, though. We're all for
I
him. I
think they
don't.
are.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I can't see that. But then again, is Jack going to find out that Denise has told Ravi, and then he's going to be like,
Yeah,
Denise, I think you
yeah,
need to watch yourself. I don't
yeah.
trust him. And she's going to be like, no, Jack, you don't understand what we've
And for
got.
her to be going back to him after Ravi was pretty much the catalyst to what created the problems in their relationship in the first place feels to me as though Denise is very much Team Ravi. And I have to say, I'm very much Team Ravi in this regard as well. I have to say,
Yeah,
Chelsea won't
so am
be, but
I.
Chelsea will get over it. Chelsea will be fine. She'll sulk for a bit. She'll throw a tantrum for a bit. She'll call her mum disgusting, probably slap her, and then everything will be
Yeah.
fine after that,
I mean, Chelsea many years ago had a one night stand with Jack, didn't she? So it's not like
Exactly.
they've not
Exactly.
shared men before. Oh, that is weird to
It's
say,
weird,
but
isn't
yeah.
it? It is a bit
It's
odd.
Albert Square, come on, fuck
There we
off.
go. On to something slightly more wholesome now, and that is Stacey and Martin. So, before we get on to the big story of the week, let's briefly discuss Stacey and Martin. They're sort of fumbling around with each other, basically, aren't they? They're kind of zigging when they should zag, going left instead of right, messing it all up. Stacey's getting all
Yeah.
sulky because she thinks that Ruby is sort of getting her feet under the table. Not unfairly, I don't think. I feel like Ruby is
No.
attempting to get her feet under the table, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. It
She's
seems that
definitely
way.
flirting with him, right?
Yeah, definitely. But a part of me does think that she's trying to get back at Stacey now. I've got it in my head.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I mean, I feel like she has rather got. I mean, I think that if getting back at Stacey might be a bonus, but I feel
Yeah.
like I don't know if it's her sole aim. But I feel like now Martin has done this operation and like done the whole transplant thing and saved Roman's life effectively. Ruby's kind of like, oh my God, you're the best human being that ever lived.
I'm forever grateful to you. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. And so I'm going to wear sexy Santa outfits and I'm going to walk around your house dressed in a towel and. You're
Yeah.
going to love
All
every
that
second of it. I
jazzed.
think I kind of feel like that she's more just maternally grateful at this point as opposed to trying to
Maternally
deliberately.
grateful. Good
Yeah.
one.
I tell you what, takes
Hey.
more of an illness to knock me up to knock my wit
Hey.
off its feet. Yes. But what do you think? Do you
She
reckon
just.
that?
Yeah, I think maybe she does want that family now, and she's seeing, oh, you know, Martin's reliable. He's a good dad. Yeah, I'd quite like him to be in Roman's life, and maybe we can make it work as a
Yeah.
family, not just co-parenting. But
Yeah.
then I'm just like, yeah, is she trying to get back at Stacey at the same time because she can see something between them? I don't know. I've also seen somebody, I apologise. It was a comment, I think, maybe on our Instagram, and somebody said that they feel like Stacey only ever goes after Martin when he's got somebody else involved. And I'm like, actually, I think
I
there
can
may be
see
a little
that,
bit of a
yeah.
pattern of that.
I can see
Yeah.
that. And normally Ruby as well, to be fair.
Yeah, of recent years,
Yeah.
definitely. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think Martin and Stacey are going to be a thing, but I don't know how much I want to keep seeing them. Do you know what it's been a bit like? You know, when somebody rings you and you miss the call and then you try and call them back and then you miss them and then they try and call you back and you miss them. I feel like that's what Martin and Stacey are
Yeah,
doing a lot of
yeah,
at the minute, isn't it?
yeah.
I don't
Yeah,
know how much I want to keep seeing that though. I feel like we need to just have a definitive answer of
I mean,
yes or
I
no.
feel like they are definitely going to get together at some point soon. And
Oh, you do?
probably, oh God, yeah. And 100%, I reckon it'll be around the
Okay.
anniversary when it happens. Because
Well,
remember,
yeah.
Martin is quite an important character in the show's history. So I feel like there will at least
100%.
be some form of focus on Martin for the anniversary. I know there is apparently quite a lot of other stuff going on, and we'll discuss what we know about the 40th later on in the podcast. I
Yes.
think it's time we did that. But I feel like Martin, at the very least, is going to be quite an important section of the anniversary. And I can't help but wonder if this whole choice thing is going to have something to do with them as well. But like I said last week, I don't see how it's much of a choice because I don't think that Ruby and Martin are going to win any votes whatsoever in terms of like against Stacey and Martin, who the audience loves, right?
No, I don't see it'd be much of a choice. I don't think anyone would vote for Ruby and Martin
No.
unless they've got 2 months to really show us, like, oh
Yeah.
no, they're the best couple ever. No, I don't
Yeah.
see that happening at all.
No.
I'm convinced it's Harvey, Kathy, and Jean now, but I don't know. I could be
Well,
wrong.
I have a Kathy theory, which we'll be discussing
Oh
in a
yes,
moment. Interesting.
okay.
But yeah, the Stacey and Martin thing. I mean, I'll be honest with you, this is probably the quietest Christmas Stacey's had in years, and she deserves it, bless her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all
Yeah,
right. She
true.
got knocked back a little bit, but considering what she's had to deal with the past few years, let it be. Do you know what I mean? Like, she should have
Yeah.
taken that, had a turkey sandwich, and thought, you know what, it's been quite a good Christmas. Fair enough, I'll have that.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Drama free. Here
Considering
for
in
it.
Christmases past, Stacey has ripped families apart, watched people fall off roofs. She has been witnesses to murder. She has been, you know,
She's
death
been a
and
murderer
she's been a
as well.
murderer. All sorts. Stacey's had busy
Yeah.
Christmases. So for the worst things that happened to Stacey this Christmas is to be a little bit unsure about how Martin feels about her. I think she'll take that and go home
Yeah,
and
I
have a
think she's done all
port
right, hasn't she?
and be like, do you know what? That was all right. That was not my worst Christmas. Fair play.
Yeah.
I think she'd enjoy that.
Let's not forget though, they had a nice little sweet moment in the kitchen. Martin gave Stacey the present of the
Yeah,
framed photo.
that was quite
They had a
sweet.
lovely moment, and then Ruby walks in and goes, "Oh, you cheapskate! Right, come on, we need to get to hospital." Like, all
Yeah, she's
right,
getting a bit.
Ruby.
Yeah, she's getting a bit above her station, I thought, at that moment.
And calling him a cheapskate as well, like, come
Sorry,
on,
what did you get
yeah.
him? What did you get him? Just gave your son
And
a
what do
kidney,
you?
a part of a
You don't
kidney.
have to. That's a much more valuable present. See, it just shows how different they
Yeah,
are as well, though,
yes,
doesn't it?
exactly. There's more nostalgia with Stacey and Martin, you know?
Yeah.
It's
I say more wholesome,
yeah, they are much more
more
wholesome.
meaningful.
You've got the hot, like, carnal thing that is Denise and Ravi, and then you've got this kind of sweet, familial sort of feeling with Stacey and
Yeah.
Martin. It's nice. It's
Yeah.
varied at least, isn't it? There
Yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see how Stacey and Martin progress from here and what role Ruby is going to have in the coming months. Right then, ladies and gents, it's time for the big one. Cindy has been shoveled, but who done it? So, Christmas Day arrived, and it was, I think, the monumental shit show that we wanted it to be, right? I mean, it was
Yes.
chaos, absolute chaos. The way that it all played out, the way that Cindy lashed out at everybody that she could in order because her back was against the wall. I think it showed Cindy for what she really is. And to the point where, when we got the end result of the day, I don't think anybody was entirely that surprised. Were you?
No, I wasn't that surprised, especially as the second episode was going on and we kept getting you what did Elaine say? Like you need
Oh, yeah, they weren't
quoting old
exactly.
Ben Mitchell going, you need slapping
He's
down,
slapping
not
Dan. Yeah, I
that.
mean, they weren't exactly subtle with the kind of
No.
hints about what was to come, were they?
No, not at all.
I mean, I hadn't gone into Christmas expecting it to end in a whodunit, but
No.
by the time Christmas Day arrived, I was sort of like, right, well, that shovel's there. So if it is going to end in that, that's going to be the weapon that's going to be used.
Yeah.
And then from there, you sort of just think, well, if I'm thinking that already, I'm assuming that's where it's going. And lo and
Yeah.
behold, we finished Christmas with Cindy being whacked around the head with a sh with a sh I can't say it, with a snow shovel. That's hard to say. Snow shovel.
Cindy whacked with a snow shovel.
Nearly came out of something entirely different then. So let's talk about Christmas Day and the reveal.
Yes.
The classic old recording gets played to a vic full of people. And it's humiliation. It's just complete and utter cringe, sort of like watching this whole house of cards utterly disintegrate in front of our eyes and watching all the different heartbroken members of the family just realizing the truth about this woman that's standing there before her, desperately trying to defend herself, and it just failing miserably. I mean, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved the climax of it all, didn't you?
Yes. I mean, we said from the start it's going to be Lauren. It's got to be Lauren who reveals it and plays the recording, and it was Lauren. I
Yeah,
mean, we
it's her
started the
thing.
week though.
It's her
The
thing.
week's Let's not forget the start of the week, though, Rob, because last week we were left on a cliffhanger of Elaine had listened to the recording. This week we started with Elaine. I loved it. Just sat with her headphones on, painting her nails, like getting
Painting
all
her
the
nails,
tea.
absolutely loving life. She's cat that she's the cat that's got the cream. She has the power to destroy Cindy in a matter of seconds. And that time when they went to the allotment or the park, and Elaine is just literally sat there saying, you and Junior, yeah. And she was just able to just completely and utterly watch Cindy's face fall and just have this amazing moment where she says, yeah, so if you don't tell everybody what you've been up to, then I'm going to play this to everybody. Don't think I'm not being serious. Ta-da. And then just walks off. Amazing. Absolutely loved Elaine this week. Perfect.
Fantastic. And she
Yep.
spent the entire
No notes.
weekend putting all the pieces together
Yeah.
from the recording, didn't
Yeah.
she?
No notes.
Brilliant. No,
Absolutely no
brilliant.
notes. And I have telling you now, nobody in the history of the show does the hanging around in the Vic window quite like Elaine does it.
You have got a good point with that.
She's
Yeah.
very good in that window.
Although Anna gave it a try
She did,
later on
she
in the
did,
week,
she
but we'll
did.
get to that,
But
shan't we?
I have to say, I think Elaine has got that nailed. Where she will
Yeah, she is
literally,
really good at it.
if you've annoyed Elaine, you can guarantee that if you look up at the Vic window, she'll be there staring at you and glaring you down from the
She'll
top of the
just
Vic.
sense that you're outside that window at that exact moment and be ready.
Standing there like Maleficent is marvelous. I love it. So the way that it all played out, I mean, did you? I think it all went as pretty much as we predicted, didn't it? We knew that there was going to be two episodes Christmas Day, and we kind of figured the recording will play at the end of episode one, and then episode two will be the fallout from it all, right? I
Which
mean,
it
and they're
was, all
all
right.
yeah, which it was, and there was already that sort of delightfully awkward Christmas dinner. Lauren's there. Should we talk about the fact that Wolf had had a white Christmas?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Of course,
Course it did.
they did mention it earlier in the week. Someone said, "Oh, apparently it's been
Snow's
snowed
coming.
Christmas Day," and so I'm like, "Yeah,
Sure. Yeah,
okay."
no, they had full on blizzards on Christmas Eve,
Oh
didn't they,
yeah,
to get
why
the snow to
not?
land. Why not? And it was, I think, in every way, a sort of classic EastEnders Christmas in that regard, which I think is the very vibe that they were going for.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. There were so
Yeah.
many parallels, weren't there, from old
Oh, so
Christmas
many.
episodes
So many,
and
yeah. I mean, Ian having his little meltdown was just Arthur through and through, wasn't it?
Yes, 100%. Like, even choreographed very similarly, weren't it? Like, yeah,
Very deliberately.
definitely.
Yeah, I liked all that. That was
And
very, very
Cindy
good.
under the tree, Pauline under the tree.
All good, all excellent. I mean, fascinating to sort of see the way that this then played out. And just to sort of look at the machinations of Cindy's mind, like she was there last week being all butter wouldn't melt, saying to Lauren, oh, well, you can't have these pills now. Now that I know you're pregnant, absolutely not. And now you've got to tell Peter everything. But as soon as she knew that Lauren knew about the affair, she was like, I've got painkillers, I've got painkillers, I've got pills. She was like, wow, absolutely
That was
wow,
the,
Cindy.
I think that for me was the lowest that Cindy struck, actually, trying to give her painkillers in toilets, knowing that
She didn't
she's
care.
pregnant, knowing she's
She
on
did not
methadone.
care.
No.
Just to keep her secret safe.
Just
You're going to give
shows
a
you the
pregnant girl
lengths.
those dangerous painkillers. Like, wow, Cindy. Like,
Yeah,
really?
next level.
Amazing. So, the recording gets played because Lauren has passive aggressively written on a USB stick, play this for a festive good time. And it goes as a secret Santa present to Ian. Bloody dull. Goes as a secret Santa present to Ian. And it gets played. The whole
Yes,
sordid
immediately.
tape immediately as well. Yeah, it's all been nicely edited. Elaine sorted that out. And it gets played, the whole sordid thing, ranging from yes, I'm still in love with George. No, I don't really love Ian. And yes, I've been sleeping with Junior, and I still think of his dad whenever I'm sleeping with him. Everything,
Oh,
nothing,
God.
still, all of it covered quite nicely, really. Yeah, great.
I mean, Junior as well. Exact reaction we expected when he
Yeah,
found out that she's been
heartbroken,
picturing
right?
George the entire time. Well, prior
But
to
wouldn't you
this
be?
though, she announced that she loved him prior to all this recording stuff, because
Even that
let's
was amazing, wasn't it? Because it's just like, no, you don't.
no, of course you don't. Well, because obviously once Elaine decided she wasn't going to tell everyone, she decided I'll use it in my favor and say, right, Cindy, you need to leave the square.
Yeah.
Cindy then tells Junior, because then he gets wind of, what, you're moving to France on January the
Yeah,
1st? Where the hell
yeah.
has this come from? Then Cindy has to go into full like panic mode and's like, well, I love you, Junior, because he says,
Yeah.
oh, let's just maybe we should tell everyone and see, you know, what happens and see how we really feel about each other.
Yeah.
Right, I love you now
Lies,
then.
lies,
That's what
lies,
you want
lies,
to hear,
lies, lies,
isn't it,
lies.
Junior?
Yeah.
I love you. He says it back. Do you think he was genuine in saying it back?
Oh yeah, he loves her. He's been
Yeah,
head
I
over,
think
I think he's
so.
been head over heels for Cindy for quite a few months now.
Definitely. And then, of
So
course, that's an even bigger dagger in Junior's heart when he hears that on
yeah.
Christmas Day because he's believed Cindy as well. And I'm a bit like, more fool you, Junior,
Yes.
because you should know Cindy by now. If you know the real Cindy, you would
Oh,
have
but he
known that she
does.
was.
Arguably, has he ever really known the real Cindy, though?
Well, that's true. And he's got his love goggles on, Auntie. Bless him. Bless
Yeah.
Junior. Can't believe
Yeah.
I'm saying that, but
It's not
that's
even
how
like, it's not
twisted
even love
Cindy's
goggles. It's
been.
not even love goggles when it comes to Cindy and Junior, is it? It's more like one of those love scuba diving helmets.
Exactly.
So, what did you think of everyone's reaction? I thought Ian's reaction was pretty good. I liked that. Kathy's reaction was not as quite as much as I would have liked. I wanted a
I
slap
was
from Kathy.
disappointed. Yes,
Yeah.
I was disappointed with Kathy not getting a slap in there. But then
Yeah.
again, maybe that shows that they're not going to use Kathy as one of the main suspects. Otherwise, if everyone had witnessed Kathy slapping Cindy, she would have been one of
Yeah.
the main suspects in the
Yeah.
whodunit, so maybe that's why they made sure that she didn't
Well, I
slap
feel
her.
like there was a very good opportunity for them to do another sort of parallel with that. Because
Yes.
obviously, the whole play in the recording was all very Sharon Gate, right?
Yeah, of course. Yep,
And
yep.
during that, after that Sharon Gate recording had been played, Kathy slapped Sharon and calls her a slut. And I felt like that was the perfect opportunity for Kathy to do that to Cindy in the pub right there and then.
Yeah. It was missed, but then I was thinking it must be because they don't want Kathy to be a main suspect. Because if everybody's witnessed Kathy slap Cindy, then
Yeah.
obviously she's going to end up a main suspect, didn't she?
Yeah.
But what we've not mentioned, Ian straight on punching Junior.
Oh yeah.
Ian punching a professional box. Is he a
I
professional
mean,
boxer or
yeah, pretty much.
a
He's not
boxer
far
of
off.
sorts, isn't
Not
he?
far off. I mean, you can't blame him really, can you? I can't say that I'm. I mean, and not only that, but chucked a drink in his face as well and then punched him. Brave.
Exactly. Good
Stupid,
one,
but.
Ian. I was surprised
Stupid,
by
but brave.
that.
And Junior just let him do it as well, which I was kind of quite, because you kind of thought that Junior was going to be the sort to, like, I've already been
Hit
humiliated
him
by her.
back.
I'm not going to be humiliated by you as well. But he just let him do it, really. Well, no, he didn't, because he did go to attack, and then they got pulled apart, didn't they? And then they got taken off into separate directions.
I mean, I thought the girls would react a bit more than they did, but then
Well,
again, there was so much going off
there
in the
was, and let's
moment.
be fair, if they'd reacted any more than what they did, God knows what Cindy would have said to them, because she absolutely
That's
ended them for
true.
doing not very much.
For not doing anything, bless him. I felt really sorry for Gina and Anna that she
Yeah.
really gave it to him and they barely said anything.
You're
If
pathetic. Like,
yeah,
no,
like
Cindy.
why? What? Because they love their mum?
Yeah, they're sad
Wow,
that you're going to
Cindy,
France and
come
you've just
on.
literally thrown at them at a moment's notice. And they've invited you for
But
Christmas dinner in the most trying to make this final Christmas happy for everybody. Yeah, you're pathetic. We care of you. Wow.
I mean, it does show Cindy, though, ain't it? She goes into full defense mode when the heat's really turned on her. The thing I was surprised the most by was Peter's reaction to Lauren. I mean, fully fair, realistically, you would be like that. But
Yeah.
also, like, Lauren did say, would you have believed me in any other way? But
Well, she
again,
didn't.
she did get quite a lot of heat on her for revealing it the way that she did.
I
They don't
feel
usually
like,
do it like that in EastEnders, I
no,
don't
but
think.
I feel like that was very justified, because the way that she did it was designed to do it in the most heartbreaking and dramatic way possible for all concerned, right? Yes, she said to Cindy, oh, I want to see you suffer. But then she also may as well have said that to George, to Elaine, to
Everyone
Junior,
else
to
who,
Ian, to
paid the
Peter.
price on
Like,
it.
yeah, everybody suffered in that instance just because she wanted to do her favorite trick of playing a recording on Christmas Day in front of as many people as is physically possible. And this has been her biggest one yet, because at least the Branning DVD was only the immediate family, not in front of the entire pub on Christmas Day.
And at home in private.
Yeah,
Whereas
yeah.
this had like everyone he knew were doing karaoke at the time
Yeah.
and But then again, you know what? Who can blame Lauren as well? She was telling the truth and now at least they all
Yeah.
believe her. But yeah, of course.
But it seems that
It wasn't the
it's
best
another
way.
re no, but it seems that is another reason why Lauren is now a suspect as well, because Cindy
Yes, of
is chucked out.
course.
She's desperately trying to get to make it up with Ian because she's now decided that Ian is the only one that she cares about, whatever. So she
Oh,
is.
so I don't think whatever. I think she does care about
Oh,
Ian.
I don't think she does at all. I think he's a convenience.
Oh God, do I believe Cindy? Am I
Oh,
a
God.
mug?
Are you having an affair with her as well?
No,
Have you seen the real
definitely not.
Cindy?
Won't put it past her. Won't put it
No,
past
not in
her.
the slightest.
No, I think that she cares for Ian in a familial way, and
Yeah, but
in a
that's
way
it.
of she knows Ian cares for her, so she cares about what Ian thinks.
You do
Not
not.
necessarily because she does care about Ian, but for her best interests.
You
But
do
in a
not
way,
cheat on someone the amount of time she's cheated on Ian and care
no.
about them, I don't think.
No, but in Cindy's twisted head, she does believe that she cares for him, I think. I don't
Right.
know, I could be wrong,
No,
but
you could be right that she
you know what
believes
I
somewhere
mean?
in a twisted sort of way that she does, but it's sort of like I don't see how you could possibly claim to care that you claim that you care about Ian when you have done this to him so many times. Like, it's
When all you do is cheat
ridiculous.
on him.
All
Yeah,
you do is
true.
cheat on him, right? There's never been a more cheated on person than Ian Beale, and most of that is due to Cindy. Like, it's
Yeah, that
kind of
is
quite
true.
ridiculous. So she's desperately sort of trying to beg Ian to take her back. Oh, it was a moment of madness. It didn't mean anything. Blah 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 blah. And Ian effectively goes, "No, you're right. Thanks. Out you go. I don't want to have anything to do with you ever again." Throws her out of the house with a
Dragged her
suitcase.
out.
Yeah, and threw her on the ground. And that sort of leaves Cindy wandering around the empty square all on her own. Now then, George has also been chucked out of the Vic because
Yes, of course.
stupid George. He is gutted by what he discovers about Cindy and Junior, which goes back to what we've been sort of theorizing all along with the Cindy and George thing, is like, does he actually want to be back with her or not? Like, what is this? What is going on with these two?
It is strange, isn't it? Because anyway, he was being very possessive when he was talking about Cindy, weren't he? But it is his ex-wife, and I do think that there are feelings there. He just knows that she's not good for him, though, and
Oh, I
he
know,
knows the
but
true Cindy, I think, out of everyone. But then again, she never cheated on George, did she?
No, she didn't, which I think is actually quite a big thing. Well, as far as we
Yeah,
know, she never cheated
exactly.
on George.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I think you're absolutely right there that it's I think it's this is what the type of person that Cindy is. It's a ridiculous statement, but he is literally the only person that she's never cheated on. That's how we know that she cares.
Which
That's
means that they must have
ridiculous.
been
Yeah,
serious, yeah.
that's insane, isn't it? But Elaine, I think quite rightfully chucked him out. I
Well,
don't.
he
His
referred to
wife.
Cindy as his wife when he's just
Ridiculous.
married Elaine. It was a bad turn of tongue, but also you can totally see why Elaine would be
Oh, yeah.
like, "What the hell?" Elaine wasn't innocent in all this, and actually, I dare say George might have had more of a reason to be annoyed at Elaine than the other way
I
around,
think he tried
actually.
to be, but then I think that he tripped up over his own rubbish
Yeah,
before he had the
that it
opportunity
ended
to
up
sort
being
of
turned
target.
around.
Yeah, before he could literally blame Elaine for anything, I feel like he was. He'd said his own stuff wrong first, and Elaine was like, "Oh, well, screw anything I did there, sunshine. Sorry, wife, is it? Oh, scared, sad, are we? Yes."
I mean,
Like,
I get it. Like, wow, what a way to trip up on yourself there, George. But
yeah.
actually, Elaine knew about it, didn't tell George, and then tried to blackmail Cindy. Like, come on, Elaine. I think you're the one in the wrong.
Yeah.
More in the wrong than George on this occasion.
I don't think so.
Oh, do you not think? What,
No,
just
not
because
at
he said
all.
wife by accident?
Yeah, no, I know for a fact that's how I'd react. 100%.
Well, no, I get it. Don't get me wrong, I get it, but I still think what Elaine did was worse by covering it up and not telling him about what's happened
Did she
and then
cover it up though?
blackmailing
Because,
Cindy.
yeah, but then we said last week that the only thing that's going to stop her from telling him straight away, which she was all for doing last week, was until she realised that the Junior and George relationship meant so much to George. So was she about to rip that from him? Now, yes,
Yeah,
there were
but
ways
then
and means
she.
of doing what she did. She could have turned around to Junior and said, "Right, you need to stop this, otherwise I'm going to tell
Yeah.
him." She should have gone to Junior, I think, is where she went wrong.
No, because had she made the decision and gone, I didn't want to be the person who interfered with Junior and George's relationship, fine. But then to go, all right, well, if I'm not going to tell you, I might as well blackmail Cindy. into leaving, and
I
then
mean,
obviously
yeah,
leaving the
and well,
girls as well on top of that.
yeah. Well,
That's where
I mean, the
she's.
thing is, I think that the whole sort of like, oh, I want you to leave Walford and never contact George again. I think, to be honest with you, that was just sort of treading water until the Christmas Day reveal, because they needed to have something there to sort of keep it going until we
Yeah,
got to Christmas. It was like, oh,
we
okay.
know that, but from George's perspective, I could see why he'd be more annoyed actually in this situation. But
Yeah.
hey ho, it's Elaine
Hey.
who kicks George out. That's
Yes.
how it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But having said that, after Cindy's attacked, they sort of seem to be, I feel like they can fix themselves again, don't you? I got that impression.
It was heat of the moment, I think, kicking
Yeah.
him out as well.
There's they need
And
to have some long conversations though, and I think George needs to start being
yeah,
honest with
exactly.
himself. Because I think
Yeah.
George is lying to himself more than he's lying to anybody else at this point.
I mean, he
So
was the first one to offer to go in the ambulance with Cindy as well.
again, like leapt in the back of that ambulance, didn't they? Before anybody else even had a chance. Oh, but not that anybody I don't think was leaping into the back of that ambulance, but he was very keen to get in there, wasn't he? So yeah, I think George needs to have a long, hard, honest conversation with himself and just actually decide what he actually wants. Like, what is this? Like, you're still in love with Cindy, or you're not still in love with Cindy, but you don't think that anybody else should be with her, and you don't feel that threatened by Ian, and you know that Cindy isn't that into Ian, so that's fine. Like,
Yeah, I
it's.
know what you're saying, but then chuck into the, maybe if it wasn't his son, he wouldn't be as
Yeah.
hurt by
Oh,
it.
yeah. I think that's a big part of it. But then at the same time, like, anybody else, like, if anybody else had been revealed as that affair, if it had been another, if it had been Ravi, for
Like
example, would he have
David
felt,
or someone,
yeah, would he have felt jealous
because
by someone
David's
like
got a
Ravi
bit
or
more
David?
feelings
Yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
I know the
actually
junior
don't
thing is
think
a
he
big
would.
part of it,
I
but
think it's the junior thing that's hit
yeah.
more.
Yeah. And you can understand why he's so angry with Junior as well, like, completely.
Yeah,
Because
100%.
what Junior's been doing is dark, in all honesty. I've always said this, like, it's dark and slightly twisted, like some sort of Greek tragedy, what those two have been up to,
Yeah, definitely,
isn't it?
definitely.
Like,
Yeah.
it's Oedipus all the way through. So I
Kind
don't
of.
know, yeah, so I don't understand what the hell has been going on in Junior's head, especially when, like, it's not like he can claim that, I'm sorry, I just fell in love with this woman, all right? It's not just that. He
No,
has
because
been
that's not how
standing
it
up.
started at
No, it's
all.
not how it started, and it's not how it continued either, because
No.
he has literally been standing up at George's wedding as the best man, using phrases like, well, what's good enough for me, what's good enough for you is good enough for me, knowing what he's on about. So there's been a really dark undertones to the whole thing.
Oh,
So
I wonder if George will watch back some of his wedding clips and see that and go, oh my God, now I know what he meant.
I want more of the George and Junior aftermath in the coming weeks, because I don't feel
Yes.
like we got quite enough of what I wanted. Because I wanted those two to have like a long old conversation, and we didn't. I mean, obviously, there was other stuff going on, but I wanted
Like, Cindy getting
like
shoveled across
Cindy
the
getting
head, but
shoveled in the head. Yeah, exactly. But I wanted those two to have like a really long conversation. So hopefully, we'll get that in the coming weeks. So, talking about Cindy getting shoveled, she's on her own in the square, rings herself an Uber. The Uber's not going to turn up for 40 minutes and never does turn up, which I feel like is somewhat realistic for London on Christmas Day.
I actually wouldn't when I first saw that and then she got shoveled a lot. Oh, is it the taxi driver that's going to find her or
I thought you
something?
were going to
But
say, is it the
obviously
taxi driver
not.
that shoveled her?
No, definitely not. You kept me waiting. I was
Kept
waiting for
me
you for all this
working
time.
on Christmas Day. I was about to go home and open some presents, you bitch. So, we've got our list of suspects. Who do you think did it? One, two,
We
three.
both.
We both think it's Kojo, right?
Kojo.
Kojo.
Kojo. Gotta be
100%.
Kojo.
It's got to be
Like,
Kojo. And do you know what?
gotta
He's not
be.
even, he's not on the official suspects list either. It's Kojo.
See, remember when it was the six promo photos, and
Yeah.
we were like, it's going to be someone who's not on it, isn't it? And it turned
Yeah.
out it wasn't that way. Is that what's going to happen with this?
Well, do you
Or do
reckon
you
it will be
think it
one of
is
them that's
going
on
to
the
be?
list?
That's what I'm wondering.
Why haven't they put him on the list though? Because he quite blatantly
Right?
is a suspect.
He should be a suspect, 100%.
And
But why isn't he on
he's
there?
got more reason to, arguably, than some other people that are on there.
And from what we've seen of his character, it'd be more in his character to lash out in that way than any
Which
of the others that are on there.
I wonder if there is an element of, do we want to show an autistic guy lashing out in that way? Does that send the
Yes, which
best
I
message across?
understand.
Is that a
No,
little bit
it
of what's going on?
doesn't.
So we're not even going to include him in the suspect list, even though story-wise, it very much feels like he's right at the top of the list for me. Because
It does for me.
he even turned around to George and went, "Oh, I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up to you." Which I'll make it up to you by shoveling your ex-wife in the face. You know,
Right.
like.
And George asked him to be an alibi, but in turn, what he's maybe not realizing is that he's giving Kerjo his alibi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? This, which is what I was thinking when
Yeah.
George was manipulating
A
him,
bit of
by the way.
manipulation from George, yeah.
By the way.
A little bit out of
So,
character for George, I thought,
you
actually,
know
that
where
moment.
George was, right? I've got it in my head. So
When?
obviously George reveals his shirt with blood on it. He's gone to
Yeah.
some illegal boxing
You
place, hasn't
reckon?
he? Which is why
Yeah.
he needs an alibi from Kodjo, because he can't say to the police, I was at an illegal
Yeah.
boxing ring having a fight. Got
And
blood
the
on his
reason.
shirt from there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And the
got
reason
me.
that Kathy needs an alibi, by the way, she was blatantly with Harvey.
Do
You know what I think?
you reckon?
Yeah, 100%. Because they showed that message of him sending her a message. They showed that scene of him
Thinking
sending
of
her a
you.
message. Thinking of you, love Harvey.
But then when the police went to the Slater's house, Harvey was there in his dressing gown. Do you think that was just to make us think he'd been there all that
Yeah, but
time?
yeah, I think that
Make
there was a
us
mo
think it,
I
but
think they had a
actually,
moment. I think they had a
yeah, because
moment.
and then
Christmas
Jean
Day.
said that she, and Jean said she'd been asleep all evening until she
Yeah.
heard it, so maybe she
Yeah.
wouldn't have noticed that Harvey
Yeah.
wasn't there. Yeah, maybe you've got a
Correct.
point.
Yeah. Because Kathy, what else would Kathy? Because let's be honest, we don't believe for a second that Kathy actually did it. Because Kathy is
No,
never in the
of course
suspects list.
not.
So it's obvious to me, I think, that she was with
Was
Harvey,
with Harvey, possibly,
and
yeah.
she needs an alibi for that. So,
Yeah, because obviously she can't go admitting it. Well, she might have
I
to at
think
this
the
rate.
affair has started.
Yes, possibly,
Ooh.
definitely. But yes, I also definitely don't think it was George, because they wouldn't
No.
show us him with his shirt and the blood on it. That'd be way
No,
for
it's
a
too obvious.
whodunit. You're not going to
If
tell us the
we're not
next day,
finding
are
out,
you?
if we're not finding out until the 40th, then basically anybody they make look suspicious at this point, it wasn't them,
Yeah,
surely,
exactly.
right?
Elaine, who keeps going, it must have been a mugger. It was definitely a mugger. Right, so it weren't Elaine then, because you're making us want to think it was Elaine because she
I
keeps
can't
saying it
see.
so much.
Yeah, I can't see Elaine doing that.
I can't see anyone except Kodjo. Maybe Junior, because like you said,
Yeah.
Junior's got a bit of a dark side, but even still, I don't think he'd do it.
Junior, maybe I would say second on my list.
Yeah, same. Lauren, perhaps, but in. Because I was thinking, oh, maybe it's Lauren because she's took a painkiller. But actually, I would have thought I'd probably make her more chilled out, if
Yeah,
anything.
exactly.
So
She'd be like,
maybe
oh,
it
do you know
would have
what? It
worked.
was That's fine. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Don't bother. I've
we all
got
make
cough.
mistakes.
I've had a bit of
Don't
morphine or
worry about
whatever
it,
these
Cinder.
tablets
Yeah.
are.
Yeah,
Yeah.
don't worry about it, Cinder. We all make mistakes. Peter was
Yeah.
pissed. Peter was in the pie and mash shop down in vodka. But I still
He's
don't
not
think
going to hit
he'd.
his
He's not
mum.
going
He's
to
not
hit
going to
his
hit his
mum with a
mum over
shovel,
head
is
with a
he?
shovel.
No,
Come
of
on.
course he's not. Of
No.
course he's not. So that's not going to be Peter. Ian wouldn't do it.
Hey, what about in Bobby form? It was Louis.
Louis, he couldn't lift that shovel up. He's too
That's
small.
what I thought. Because I did think Louis, and I'm like, no, surely you can't lift that shovel
I
up that
mean,
high.
if it's anything like the Bobby situation, we'll make sure we've got that on record now, Ray. You've said, is it Louis on record? So you never know. What if Bobby came back and just shoveled Cindy and then went away again?
There is that. What if Anna had been messaging Bobby about what's
Oh,
happened, or
you know
Peter had
what?
messaged Bobby about what happened, and then he comes back in a
Yeah,
taxi,
comes back with
in the
Jane.
taxi that's going to take 40 minutes. Perhaps he just
Yeah.
so happened to be in that taxi. Bish,
Can I
bash,
just say,
bosh.
I cannot believe we are in whodunit territory again. We've got another 2 months of overreading everything, overanalyzing absolutely any
Oh,
detail that's
God.
thrown at us. We've
Yeah.
only just got over the six doing this. Like, oh my God. We're back into
Well, we'll put.
detective mode again, everybody.
Let's put it out there that both of us are
A
saying
Kodjo.
Kodjo. First
And I said
theory is
Nish from the
Kodjo.
outset for the floor for the Vic, didn't I?
Yes, you
So
did. You did say that.
I say go with your gut with this sort of thing.
Hey, I've even seen people say that it's Nish because he was trying to distract everyone on the square. So he's gone out and hit
He'll be
Cindy on
gone
the
by
head to take the heat
February.
off himself.
He'll be gone by February, though,
I
because
know,
where's the
but
impact? Yeah.
yeah, I agree. But that's something I've seen online.
Okay, so if we had to do a
Anna?
top three suspect.
Yeah,
See,
okay.
I wonder about Anna. So my top three suspects
Go
are
on.
Kojo for number one, 100%,
Yeah.
right? Number two, Junior, because I feel like he's the
Yep,
only one that would
agreed.
be sort of potential. Number
Yeah.
three, I would have to say maybe one of the girls.
Do you reckon?
I don't know which one though. Jean is the more
I'd say
flighty one.
Lauren. I'd say Lauren over the girls.
I don't know if Lauren. The thing is though, Lauren's done her thing. Like she did the whole recording thing. So what you're saying
It's
there is
just
that she would do the recording and then hit Cindy over the head for good measure.
out of the suspects, I would say Lauren is my number three. Not
Yeah.
saying that she has done it though, if I'm
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
honest. I would say Lauren over the girls, because I don't think the girls would hurt their own mum. But you're talking about Gina being flighty, so.
Well, but then also Anna was kind of hastily washing her hands at the on Boxing Day episode, wasn't she?
Well,
So what was she doing that for?
right, because Kerjo's gone out. He's hit Cindy. Anna's witnessed it from the window. Anna's gone down, gone to Cindy, turned her body over, got blood on her hands, took
Now,
her Joe back inside, washed her hands.
Now the body being turned over is important because Ian gave Cindy a necklace for Christmas. The necklace was gone.
Locket. Oh.
Yes, the necklace was gone.
Oh.
I can't believe we're in this mode again. The necklace was gone.
I didn't know that. Right, okay, the necklace
Yes.
is gone. So who's took the necklace?
Yeah, well, presumably Ian's the only one that would want to take that, right? Because who else would want it?
Maybe Anna might, if she knows it's got a picture of her sister that she never met on it. I don't know.
Maybe. But then she
Yeah,
can
I
get a
don't
picture
know.
of anybody. She shouldn't need to nick it off her mum's
Yeah, that's
corpse.
true.
Yeah. Weird, isn't it? Well,
Who would turn her over to take the necklace?
I don't know. So, Ree, how do you feel about us getting another whodunit?
Okay, but also it's like, could we have done something else? But I also get that it's just so on brand for EastEnders, and why not?
Anniversaries, and do you know
Why
what? I
not?
sort of like, I feel like the
Haha, you
six.
said we'll definitely not get a whodunit. We've
I
just
know I
had a
did. Well, I didn't
whodunit.
think we would.
Yeah,
Genuinely didn't
fair.
think
I
we
knew.
would. Like, and I've got
I
to
was
be
like, nah,
honest.
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I've got to be honest, at this point, the six storyline feels bigger in scale than this does.
Yes, a lot bigger. No.
So I
But
almost
maybe
wonder
that's
whether they could
because
have
of the build
swapped them
up.
around.
Is that because of the build up that we had with the six and the like the flash forward that we had earlier on in the year? This was a lot more unexpected.
But
So maybe
then
that's, and it involved a lot more.
it did.
No, it didn't though. Did it involve a lot
Well,
more characters? Not really.
it involves six different women's stories and all their
Yeah,
characters
from
around them.
different places on the square, whereas this is
Yeah,
like one blended family.
and
Yeah,
had
fair.
iconic female characters, which is what soap is all about anyway.
Yeah,
And then
fair.
some of them have been there since day one, you know, Sharon and Kathy and all
Yeah.
that kind of thing. So you could feasibly have done the six storyline for the 40th anniversary, and I think everybody would have been like, cool. But I also think there's also a point to be made of the fact that 2023 needed to be an amazing year for the show because it
True.
had just come out
Yeah.
of a bit of a doldrum type period. So they needed to
Yeah.
do something big and attention grabbing. And the
Yeah.
six storyline did that with Nobbs on, didn't it?
And
So,
then it's going to make people more inclined to watch the following year, having seen that happen then, maybe.
And by the
Yeah.
way, the ratings for Christmas Day were fantastic.
Yes.
Episode one got 4 million and episode two got 4.4 million or something crazy
I'm
like that.
surprised that the second episode got more, but then again, I guess
It
it
was
kind of
sandwiched
makes
between
sense
Gavin
for
and
live viewing.
Stacey. Yeah, and it
Yeah.
was Gavin and Stacey got like 12.6 million viewers, so I'm sure there was some follow on of that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. The BBC One absolutely smashed it out of the park with the ratings on Christmas Day because they put so much effort into Christmas Day this year. It was great. So that's the mystery. I'm intrigued to sort of see where it goes. Well, I won't lie to you, and I did enjoy this Christmas a lot. It was your classic sort of Christmassy shit show with a big revelation. Lots of
Lots of
people screw,
parallels
lots
from
of
old
parallels,
Christmases.
lots of screaming, lots of shouting, lots of
Yeah.
great stuff. Get it into my ears and eyes. It was marvelous. Gold star this week, Ree. Christmas gold
Cindy.
star. Give it Cindy.
Cindy.
I think Elaine for me this week.
Okay, yeah,
Really
fair.
enjoyed Elaine a lot this week. So Cindy and Elaine for the gold stars this week. Now then, ladies and gents, before we move on to your comments and what you thought of the Christmas episodes this year, we think it's probably time for us to have a bit of a discussion about what we actually know is coming up for the 40th anniversary. So, ladies and gents, like you've never heard them before, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, Anina,
Nina, Nina,
Anina, Anina.
Nina.
Because
There we
we are
are.
now going to discuss everything that we know is coming, or everything that's been rumoured, or leaked, or spoken about for the
Yes.
40th anniversary. We kind of thought, well, are we going to do it like this? But I feel like we've kind of got to have a discussion about what
Come
we think.
on.
Come on, why
Yeah.
not? It's the 40th. So, the first clue that we got for what was coming for the 40th was an article that was released by You Know Who, for Nigel's return
Yes.
and the fact that the Vic was going to have a big explosion for the 40th. So the Vic's going to blow up apparently for the 40th. Now then, with Honey and Billy's wedding approaching and them saying that they're going to have their wedding on the anniversary date, it does sort of
February
suggest.
19th.
Yeah, it does sort of suggest that their nuptials are not going to go to plan, doesn't it?
Yeah, so presumably, of course, their wedding reception's going to be at the Vic. But
Of
why would
course.
somebody want to blow up with the Vic on their wedding
Well,
reception?
indeed,
I've got a
why?
theory.
Go on.
It's got to be Phil, right? It's got to be Phil's going to set it on fire or
Why would he
something.
do that?
Because he's going to fall off the wagon again,
Oh, okay.
get drunk,
And play
and
with the
then
Vic again, just for old
why
time's
not?
sake. Okay, fair
Yeah.
enough.
Perhaps. I don't know. First
Okay.
thoughts.
Well, there is also the fact that we know that the revelation of who attacked Cindy is going to be met is going to be revealed on the
Yes, of
40th.
course.
So, presuming that that's the perpetrator of the attack is somebody that lives in the Vic, you can kind of
Yes,
see it
true.
all snowballing from that point, resulting in a big old boom at the Vic, right?
Okay, yeah. Maybe Junior, if he's done it and he's going to go on
Maybe.
some massive rampage and go, that's it, I'm taking you all down with
Maybe,
me. I don't
maybe.
know.
We have also got a live episode happening around the anniversary time. We've got the choice happening around the anniversary time. It sounds like
Well,
it's going to be mammoth and
we've
epic.
also got Bianca still locked up
Yeah.
with Reese. Is he going to be the one who
Yeah.
sets fire to the Vic for some reason?
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
So
Someone's
many
going to blow up the Vic.
possibilities.
Someone, or maybe it's just going to be an accident. Something bad's going to happen. And there's going to be a big old explosion. Because I have seen some pictures of some rubble on the square. And it looks to me like there's a car that's crashed into the Vic.
Possibly Reese's,
Possibly
because it
Reese's,
looked
or.
quite old-fashioned, the
Yeah,
car.
yeah, yeah.
Yes, but I
Or.
didn't go that close up to it.
No. So there's a few sort of ideas and theories that might be going on. They have apparently filmed most of the anniversary stuff now, apart from the live episodes. And Adam Woodyatt has come out and said, and I quote, "When we read the scripts, we thought, what the fuck?"
Is that
Actually,
what
what he said, yeah.
he actually said? Ian doesn't
Adam!
swear.
No, but Adam does, like a
Adam Woodyatt
sailor,
does,
like a
clearly.
sailor, he does. Which I think is good, to be honest with you, because we want it to be shocking and we want it to be different and we want it to be crazy, right? For the 40th anniversary, it's got to be
For the
mammoth.
cast to have that reaction.
Yeah. And apparently, they've filmed
Perfect.
most of it now, they've managed it, and they're really happy with it. So.
Real.
Aside from the live episode.
I hope it doesn't get spoiled again by a certain
Yeah,
newspaper,
so
though,
do
like what
I.
actually happens.
So do I.
Surely, yeah, surely it won't.
Let's
Fingers
hope not. There's
crossed.
no reason for them to do it again. So, all in all, it sounds like the anniversary is definitely going to be one to watch. It sounds like it's going to be pretty
Ruby.
unmissable. Ruby
Sorry, my
stuff.
brain's ticking now. Maybe
Yeah,
it's
there's got to
Ruby. Maybe
be.
she's going to do it.
Why would she blow up the Vic, though?
I don't know. Why not? YOLO.
You can't just say YOLO to
I
everybody.
don't know.
Why wouldn't
That's
Janet
where I'm
blow
at
up?
right
Why
now,
wouldn't
Rob.
Janet blow up the Vic? YOLO, you know, fly.
YOLO.
Yeah, not how it
True.
works.
True.
So I don't know, but it certainly seems like I suppose you've got to work out if the Cindy reveal is going to be one of the storylines, you know,
Yes, of
and not
course.
unreasonable to imagine that Bianca will still be around for the anniversary. So that's going to be another one of the big storylines. You've got the
Okay,
wedding
yeah.
kicking off, so that's going to be one of the storylines. You've got whatever this choice is, that's going to be one of the storylines, although I can't see that being immediately connected to the explosion, but you never know.
No.
So there's all sorts kicking off. It's going to be great by the sound of things, but we've only got really a full month and a half before we see how it all plays out. It's not that long away.
No. And we've got some old faces to see, yeah.
More
And
old
we've got
faces
all
come back,
the
surely.
market stuff still going on in the
Yeah,
background about them
yeah.
selling that. So is it
Mr.
going to be
Lister
connected
might
to
blow up
that
the pub.
somehow,
YOLO.
maybe? Possibly.
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO,
Yeah.
Mr.
YOLO,
Lister.
Mr. Lister.
See? Shrimpy, why not?
Yeah, why not? YOLO. Yeah.
YOLO.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Consider me absolutely excited because I love an anniversary. I love that they're doing a live episode. Now, I wonder if there is going to be an explosion. When are we getting the live episode? Because they're presumably not going to blow up the Vic on a live episode. So maybe the
No.
aftermath is going to be the live episode.
Well, they're going to be in like, no, because they can't. No. Well, the aftermath. Because they can't do it. Because I'm picturing scenes of like people in the Vic and them all trying to get out and stuff. So
Yeah.
they
I
can't do
don't
that
know how
live. That wouldn't be
wise it
safe,
is.
would it?
Well, I don't know how wise it is to have fire and Harriet Thorpe's hairspray on screen live together
That's
at the same
very
time.
true.
That's
Yeah, that is very
dangerous.
true. Yeah,
Dangerous.
definitely. Highly flammable.
Highly flammable.
Yes.
There's a lot of hairspray on weddings at EastEnders, so that could be very, very dangerous.
Yes.
But hey, bring it on. I mean, please throw all your theories into the comment section. But if you're not a fan of spoilers, maybe stay away from the comment section this week. But we thought we had to kind of bring up what we kind of knew so far. It's exciting. We don't know anything for sure, but we're starting to maybe put the pieces together a little bit now. So bring it all on, I say. Right, ladies and gents, let's go to comments. Our first comment is from Stephen Cabu Brody, who says, "Great two episodes about Christmas. I always love Denise getting a younger man. By the halfway point of the second episode, I knew it was going to end in a whodunit, but that didn't detract from my enjoyment of it at all. Now looking forward to Rob's triumphant dance in the next podcast. He was spot on about the shovel being a weapon. Ree is not always right." So I'll just do my little, do my dance, do my little
Give it a
dance.
rest,
Do my
honestly.
triumphant dance. Do my triumphant
Have your
dance.
moment, it's all right. You
To be
did say
fair,
it. You did say
well,
it.
to
You
be
did
fair,
say it.
I wouldn't have said
All
it if I hadn't seen it online, in all fairness, because I didn't notice the shovel at first either. But it's very
right.
good. It was a
Yeah,
good
but you
clue.
did.
It was a good
Yeah, but
clue, though,
once you
wasn't it?
saw it, you did say actually it's going to be a
Yeah.
weapon. I mean, you didn't say it was going to be Cindy,
No, I didn't say
actually.
it. And you said it was going
Just
to
to
be together.
clarify.
Together, I think we covered
Between
the.
us.
Yeah, between us, I think
Between
we
us.
got it quite well this week. With Ree's always right and an observation, you know? So.
Yeah, there we go. A theory and an
Yeah.
observation. Yeah,
Yes,
there we
yes. I
go.
mean, I to be honest with you, I thought that actually putting that in the promo picture was a really nice little clue. I thought it was really nicely
It was
done.
very subtle. It
Yeah,
was
very
really
nice.
subtle.
Yeah,
I
I
didn't
like that a
notice it at
lot.
all.
But thank you, Stephen. I always appreciate
Yeah, thanks,
appreciation. You know,
Stephen.
thanks, Stephen. Thank you. This is why Ree says I've always got a smug expression on my face. You're not helping with that. But there we go. Next comment, Ree.
From Rocky Barley, he says, very predictable, if I'm honest. I mean, what else would have happened after that lead up to the Duff Duff? I was hoping for an ending which was self-inflicted, considering the emotional monologue in The Vic and what followed.
I mean, I would argue that the attack was somewhat self-inflicted.
Well, there is that, but I kind of understand the point because I was expecting something to be a bit more self-inflicted as well. So I actually understand. But then again, I don't know how you would have done that. Like you
But
say, it
then,
is somewhat self-inflicted.
yeah. But then the alternative is that Cindy would have just got into an Uber and driven away. And for someone like Cindy, I think that would have been
And
a
then got
bit
in
of
a
a,
car crash because karma got her or something.
yeah. It would have been a bit of a naff exit otherwise, wouldn't it? So I feel like this was the best possible case scenario.
Also, Rob, something that we've not even discussed, by the way, while we're on the topic of Cindy, is she going to wake up from this coma or is
Oh,
she going to
yeah.
die?
Oh, I don't think she's going to die. If she does, I'll be stunned. I don't think she's going to die at
Yeah.
all.
Because otherwise, why put her in a coma for 2 months? Or are we
Also,
going to have two whodunits and someone's going to kill her in the coma?
maybe. Also, another parallel. Got the daughter of Cindy being whacked over the head for the 30th anniversary,
Of
the 40th
course.
anniversary. Cindy gets whacked around the
Yeah, of
head. You
course. Of
know, they don't just
course.
throw this shit together, do they? Yes,
No, it's all
not very
very
good.
planned.
Maggie May I said, I was thinking that Kojo hit Cindy and that George is actually trying to give Kojo an alibi rather than give himself one. But the EE socials are referring to the nine suspects and Kojo isn't in these pics. So now, shrug emoji. So what? Basically, that theory is that George knows it was Kojo. And is trying to sort of protect him from that perspective, which I guess would make sense for the brother thing.
Yeah. And trying to convince Kerjo that it's the other way around. So actually, he wasn't manipulating him like we
And
all
was
have
actually
been
being nicer than we
amazed and
thought he was
shocked at.
being. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't think George knows it was Kerjo because
No.
otherwise, would he not say it directly or just say he's seen what happens when he keeps a secret? Would
Yeah.
he not expect him to keep something that big a secret? But then I am still surprised, even if where George was at a legal boxing ring, which is what I'm certain he
Which
was
I think you
at,
might be right there. Yeah.
why I am still surprised at him manipulating Kerjo in this way, if I'm honest with
Yeah,
you,
it did seem a
regardless
bit
of
out of
why it
character for me, I
is.
thought. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's going to be more to it because Kerjo obviously did it.
Obviously did it. I feel like he did genuine. I feel like he's quite obviously the killer at this point. Not the killer, the attacker at this point, you know? It just feels like the fact that he's not even in the promo pictures suggests to me that they're trying to protest too much with that almost, you know?
But we said that with the six last year. We were like, it's going to be somebody who's not in the promo pictures, and
Yeah, and then sort of
it was
subverted
the people
that.
in the promo pictures.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
oh, well done. We're back here again,
We'll
analysing
see.
everything.
I know. Told you. This is all we're going to have now for the next month and a half.
Yeah.
Great. My headaches will return on a regular. I'm going to have more headaches than Cindy Beale does with Ian, let me tell you.
I was dreaming about it so much
Yeah.
last year. It's
We're back here
embarrassing
again.
how much I was
Honest to
dreaming about
God.
it. We've got another comment here from Declan Walton who said, I knew it. I said it and got shouted at for it. Oh, sorry if
Who
that was us
shouted
who
at you?
shouted at
Who
you.
shouted at you?
I
Sorry,
hope
I'll
it weren't
send them my
us.
way. Send them my way. All right, I'll sort them out, Declan. Don't you worry.
Question is, who done it? My theory, Kathy. She came back for the 30th and the whole
Ooh.
theme is nostalgia. And let's face it, she has previous.
Well, I mean, I just feel like it's. I mean, I feel like the Kathy thing is very much going to be, this is the start of the Harvey and Kathy thing. That's why she needs
Yeah,
an
I
that's why she
agree.
needs the alibi. I mean, yes, Cindy was being told by all and sundry, I'm gonna kill you, you don't deserve to live. And like having all the you're about to get whacked around the head with a shovel talk that she could possibly want, all in the space of half an hour. And Kathy was just one of those people. And Cindy even turned around to Kathy at one point and said, move or I'll rip your throat out.
Yes, she did. And Kathy just stepped aside there. She didn't do anything. Was she then,
She could have
was
attacked her
she
there and
really
then.
thinking, oh, yeah, but maybe in her head, she was thinking, do you know what? I remember there being a shovel outside the Vic, so I'll just get you with that in a bit, Cindy. Maybe. Can I just say something else slightly? Well, it's
You
very on
may.
topic, but something we
Yes.
didn't mention. Gina will go in walkabouts.
She was. Is she on
I'm
drugs again?
determined. Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it? That's why she's being
I think
shifty. She's
so,
back on
yeah.
the
She
drugs, yeah.
doesn't deal with stress well, does Gina, does she?
No. So that was my immediate thought. She's not done it. She's just gone back on drugs somewhere.
Yes.
Will she stay
So
in Junior's flat? Is Junior going to do a runner, or is he going to stay around and Gina's going to move out?
I mean, I feel like if you were Junior, you definitely would do a runner. But then George kind of put it to me, said, well, you're literally a suspect. So if you disappear, people are going to think it was you and they're going to be able to find you.
I still think Junior's going to do a runner and then he'll come back in a few weeks or something.
Maybe,
Because
maybe.
I wondered it. I was thinking it'd be nice if Gina and Anna lived in that flat, actually. Quite nice to see that. But
Yeah, that
whether
would
that'll
work.
happen, I don't
Yeah,
know.
I quite agree. And I want to see some scenes between Gina and Junior now as well. Because they've got that revelation to sort of deal with as well, haven't they? The fact that Gina probably at some point heard her brother and her mother
Oh,
having sex.
yeah. Oh,
It's
my
weird, isn't it?
God. Only on EastEnders would that
Only on
happen. I hope.
EastEnders. Only on EastEnders. Right, ladies and gents, that's it for this week. And that is the final show of the year. Thank you so much for watching and listening to us gabble on about our favourite show in the world for the whole of 2024. We appreciate every single last one of you. We should be back in the new year. And if you would like to comment or send us any questions or anything like that, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can find us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Once again, thank you very much for watching and to listening. To listening, for listening. There we go. My brain fog has reached its height.
You've
Hopefully, the
done
next
well,
time.
Rob.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I
Really
pushed through
well.
it all right. Hopefully, by this time next week, I won't have quite a sexy voice as I do now. There'll be less gravel to it. And I'll feel a bit more human. So, fingers crossed, because next week. It's not, there's no relention from relation. There's no relenting from the drama. Jesus
That's the
Christ.
one.
There's no relenting from the drama as we go into the Suki, Eve, and Nish drama next week. It's the wedding and what is going to kick off there. We have had talk of this New Year's Day ep for a long time now. So is it going to live up to all the expectations? We will be here to discuss the fallout from that. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Happy New Year. Goodbye.
Bye bye.